I think the Holy Spirit has just done everything that I was going to bring. There's really nothing else to say. I'm hysterical. I love how the Lord does that. It's much better if it's really anointed in the worship, isn't it? I mean, he woke me up this morning and he was just pouring into my spirit the theme of thanksgiving and just the power of it and how it literally, it's a pillar of wisdom that keeps our heart focused and locked onto God, and it crushes stress and fear and unbelief. And thanks. I'm not going to share a lot because I think we're absolutely saturated with his word. But I'll just probably, he'll probably just have me reiterate just a couple of things that he was saying. One thing that is thankfulness keeps our heart pure. Thankfulness keeps our heart open. It keeps us locked onto God. It keeps faith alive in us. It's one of the keys of wisdom that keeps us connected to his presence. It keeps our eyes on Jesus and off the problem. It's also a law of multiplication. As we see it's in all the Gospels, the story of the account of the fishes and the loaves. As Jesus, it's so powerful. It's just so powerful. It's such a simple key to stay thankful, but what it unlocks and releases to us is transformational. As Jesus looked up to Father, took the little fishes and the loaves and gave thanks, it activated multiplication and thousands were fed. The same in the story of Lazarus, when Jesus had them remove the stone from Lazarus's grave and then said, Father, in their presence, Father, I thank you that you hear me. Lazarus come forth and death was destroyed in that moment, and Lazarus's life came back. And you see it all the way through. It's like Jesus gave thanks, Jesus gave thanks and activated multiplication. It loosed the very life of God into that situation. So there were just a couple of scriptures that I just felt to read over us to just finish, because I think the Lord's, he soaked us enough. And I wanted us to finish by actually going into, I'll read a couple of scriptures. But I wanted us to, I think Holy Spirit was already doing this with us. He's activating us into this principle. So wherever we're at, it will literally crush what's opposing you under your feet. Sometimes it's like a real discipline, but if you remember that what it's doing is it's actually shifting you back. It's a pillar that literally will take our heart, a pillar of wisdom that will activate us back into Christ. So the focus is always, it's not to get, it's to be with him. And then he releases the increase. And like Dave said in the worship, whatever the eye gate locks onto increases. So we've just got to keep our eyes and the eyes of our heart locked onto Jesus all the time. And the provision flows. So I just want to finish with this. And then let's just do some, I'm using a word, activation. What I mean by that is let's just in our own lives just finish out by giving thanks. We have been in the worship, but just giving thanks for what he does. It protects us, it protects our hearts, it clothes our heart in peace. It really protects us and enables us to walk in an internal disposition of happiness. you mean joy and peace, and because you focus on him in thanksgiving and he increases, the revelation of who he is increases, the flow of life that comes from him increases, you begin to expect good things because it changes your inner reality. You start to live from heaven to earth more effectively. It just gives you, it positions you to receive. It constantly keeps faith alive inside of you. I love this, one of my favorite scriptures. I absolutely completely love Paul's letters, but Colossians and Ephesians are like where I live. But Colossians 2:6-7. I mean, honestly, I encourage you to just do a study of Paul's letters. How many times he says, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, over and over and over. If you just read the letters from that perspective, you'll see the point. It's like Paul's working all the time to get his disciples, the body of Christ, into the realization, the experience that we have to live in Christ. That's the place the cross has purchased for us to inhabit, and that's the place of accessing all things. So this is like one of my off-hand favorite scriptures. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So holy. So a huge key to be able to walk in him is to live a life of thanksgiving. It's not difficult. It's all there. You know what I mean? We literally, you just do it. Like, it's like a muscle. Just do it. Do it. Do it. And lock onto him. Just give thanks. I mean, literally, when Faith, my big girl now, who's 16, when she was little, we used to have a big sign on the fridge when we used to live in Kansas City, and it said, a happy heart is a thankful heart. And one of the things the Lord had me teach her over and over and over when she was little, and he was teaching me all the time, was give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. Thank him. You know, if you're having the worst day in the world, get up in the morning, thank him for the weather, thank him for the trees, thank him for the grass, thank him. You know, it's a simple thing to just start, but keep it, it's, you're thanking him. It's not abstract, it's not away from him, it's him. And like Holy Spirit was saying then, like, he was just pouring me through the Gospels, showing me over and over and over and over his nature that's revealed to us through the way that he dealt with humanity when he walked in the earth. And if we, you know, if life is so difficult that we can't find that in ourselves, we can't see from our own life experiences his goodness in that moment where things are really tough, just look back at the Gospels, remind yourself of his nature, thank him for who he is, and honestly, it will start to flow. The revelation of who he is will start to cause life to just rise up in you, and hope again, and faith again. So I'm just going to read that scripture one more time. So awesome, isn't it? It's like, I mean, honestly, sit in that scripture for a week or two and your life will be radically changed. Because those two keys are the keys to the success of your life in Christ. Thanksgiving and abiding. That's it. You nail those two, you walk a victorious walk. It won't be easy, but it will be powerful. Because this is how we become rooted and are grounded and established in love in him. Therefore, so as I speak this now, just pull it in by faith with your spirit. Just do it. Just begin to do it yourself. Let me just see, I might write a, I might read a couple of others. You know them, Psalm 100. Enter his courts with thanksgiving. Come into the realm of his presence through thanksgiving. You know, give thanks. If you have, that was the other thing that the Lord said to me, you know, with the fishes and the loaves story, however tiny whatever you've got in your hand is, whatever it is, whether it's a Lazarus, you know, who's dead, and you give thanks, whether it's a tiny little bit of provision of food, you give thanks, whatever you have in your hand, if you release it to God, it becomes blessed. because you've given it to him.
Yeah.
So it becomes blessed. So thanksgiving activate brings whatever it is you're thanking him for, it brings your heart back into his presence. So you give thanks, you give thanks, and it activates increase, it activates blessing, it activates faith. It ushers us into his presence, enter his courts with thanksgiving, his gates with praise, enter his presence, enter the realm of the presence of the king, the kingdom, the domain of the presence of the king, enter his courts with thanksgiving. You know, death was defeated as Jesus gave thanks and Lazarus came forth. That's phenomenal, isn't it? Thousands of people were fed because Jesus gave back in thanksgiving to Father the little tiny provision that had been made available, and it multiplied, it activated increase. What our eye gate focuses on increases. Focus on Jesus. Stay in an attitude of thanksgiving. Holy. It keeps our heart pure. So as I read this, just begin to stir yourself up wherever you're at. Whatever is the most difficult situation that you're having to deal with right now. One of the most powerful things that the Lord taught me was to give thanks for people who are very difficult to deal with in our lives. And it purifies our heart. It really does. And it breaks us free from the negative hold that that relational issue has on us. But it starts to release the power of God into that person. The more you can move in the opposite spirit to the darkness that comes against you, the more power you have over it. You know, what everything that the Lord's been doing yesterday and today, he's breaking religion. He with relationship, with intimacy with us, with the purity of his presence, with the simplicity of relationship with him, he's breaking religion. As he's pouring his heart out to us, he's breaking off us false identity. As we surrender to him, we relinquish control to him. It shuts control off our life. It shuts off Jezebelic activity. So just as I read this again, just start to give thanks. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Thanksgiving ushers you into the courts, into the presence of God. So just start thanking him. Thank him for the person that you find the most difficult in your life to love. Thank him for the abounding love of God shed abroad in your heart, pouring into you through the presence of his precious Holy Spirit resident within you. A resurrection life pouring in where there's been emotional death because you've been heartbroken by the pain in somebody else smashing you, smashing against you. Give thanks for their life. Give thanks for who they are in Christ. Don't define them by the way that you see them right now, by the weak state that they're in, the broken state that they're in. Thank him for increased visibility. Thank him that he pours out his goodness upon them. As we sow, we reap. We sow love into other people in the secret place. We will reap love as we sow prayers of beautiful prayers of love and blessing on those that curse us. Like the Lord says, bless those who curse you, because it's powerful. It protects us. It causes a reaping of increase of love into our lives. It positions us for promotion in the kingdom, because our hearts increasingly are proven trustworthy as we steward difficult situations righteously before God. He trusts us with more people as we're more faithful. He trusts us with greater influence as we take care of people's hearts, because that's the business of heaven. Pray for peace. Peace blocks witchcraft, all forms of control, manipulation, domination, attempts to control us in the spirit, whether it's demonically energized or through people's need. If we release peace onto people, it shuts it down. Thank you, Jesus. Give thanks just like Jesus did with the fishes and the loaves. If we have lack, what's in our hand, lift it before God. Thank Him for His abundant provision. Refuse to stay in a position where your circumstances dictate to you what reality is. If you have lack, and the word says that in Isaiah 53, He took our poverty and He gave us wealth. There's a reality gap between our experience in the natural and what the Lord has given to us and sealed by His blood. So therefore, we need to contend for the reality gap to close so that His word becomes incarnate, because His word is the superior reality and all things must submit and come into conformity with the counsel of the will of God, Ephesians 1:11. And so we have to contend in the spirit and posture ourselves. One of the keys for this to activate is thanksgiving. We posture ourselves before the Lord and we begin to thank Him for what He's promised us through His word. We worship Him, we thank Him, we praise Him until we enter in and we connect. And we stay there, holy, until we see the breakthrough in the natural. His desire is that His testimony would increase in the earth as what He's promised becomes the reality in our life. So we're not petitioning Him. We're receiving from Him, and we're entering in through the pillars of wisdom that He's given us into His presence so that we can access all things. And sometimes, we know, we have to battle to obtain the inheritance, because the enemy will resist us. You know, fear of lack is a biggie in the body of Christ, you know, because our circumstances have very real impact on our lives. And there is a superior reality, which is part of our inheritance, that Lord is now teaching us to enter into. And so thanksgiving is one of the keys. It's one of the core fundamental pillars of wisdom that He's given us, that escorts us into Him. And out of His riches in glory in Christ Jesus, all of our needs are met. So I would encourage you to, just as you're just doing this in your heart as I'm speaking, and you're bringing the most difficult situations in your life to Him, lock on, set your faces like flint and lock on and refuse to compromise, because it glorifies God. It reveals Him in the earth when what He's promised to us becomes our experience, and that's His testimony. So then the testimony of Jesus in our lives becomes the spirit of prophecy to others in the body. What we've inherited becomes our legacy as we give it away, and it becomes the inheritance of others. That's how we begin to nourish the body. That's why there's no place for jealousy in the body, because as one brother or sister is blessed and we see that, it's ours. It becomes ours. You know what I mean? So that's like a righteous hunger, you know, righteous greediness, like, oh, wow, okay, they've got that, therefore it's mine too, because it's for all of us. So there's really no place for, we don't need to be insecure because of another person's prosperity. We're blessed by it, we can receive what they have. We just have to position ourselves, enter into his courts through thanksgiving, position ourselves in him, worship him, praise him, worship him. Keep your heart in a thankful state. It will protect you. It will activate increase. It will activate blessing. It will keep your life, your inner world pure, and the pure in heart see God. So then, do you see, it's like the cycle, it activates the cycle of increase. It increases your capacity to see, it increases your capacity to receive blessing, to comprehend the things of God, to see the nature of God. It brings the blessing and prosperity that he's purchased for us on the cross, that we're created to live an abundant life, John 10:10. He came to give us life and life in abundance. We're supposed to be the shining ones. It's the testimony of Jesus through our lives, the goodness of God that leads people to repentance, to change, to desire what we have and who we are. So, just begin to give thanks. Every situation that's difficult, he's the God of the breakthrough. He wants to come as our deliverer and our healer and our savior and our redeemer and be glorified, be revealed in the midst of darkness. That's his speciality, isn't it? To take the broken ashes of our life and to make something incredibly beautiful out of it. And to then, through that experience of transformation, our worship of him increases. Like our adoration and appreciation and awe of who he is and gratitude just increases. So thankfulness holds us into that place, because you receive, you give thanks, you go higher, you see more, you receive. And sometimes the process is hard as we walk through from experience A to experience B and we get the breakthrough. But what I have learned is he is absolutely, totally faithful. He watches over his word to perform it. He absolutely does. And sometimes the process in between is crucifixion, and that hurts. You know what I mean? But he increases in our life. You know what I mean? We have to go to the cross, because we have to die to self. We have to refuse to stay locked into the place of fear and doubt and unbelief. We have to step out of it back into Christ. Crucify it. Put it to death. You know what I mean? It does not serve us. It's an enemy of our souls. It's an enemy of our lives. The enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy. And wherever we will give him an on-ramp into our life, he will bite our head off. We've got to be ruthless with the enemy. You know, love harder than the enemy can hit you through people. Love is the most powerful force in the universe, as we know. God is love. And he's resident when we have to just align ourselves with him. We have to align ourselves with him. And the way to do that is to step into him. And that access point is thanksgiving. Into his courts with thanksgiving. So I challenge you just to take into your relationship with him the most difficult situation and begin to give thanks. And sometimes it's excruciating. Usually if somebody's really, you know, with people, or if you're in a situation where you have, you know, real financial difficulty or whatever, I understand. I mean, these are the things that we all walk through. And sometimes you'll have to do it through gritted teeth. But if you will just take your eyes off the problem and onto the solution, who is Jesus, and choose to believe, and not allow the way that you feel to tell you that that is reality, or allow the circumstances that are there that can be extreme to tell you that that is reality, If you will go to the Word, go to Him, find the truth for that situation, and push it into the situation as the superior truth, the reality in God, in a place of thanksgiving, in a place where you just begin to push with the Word of God. You know, the sword of the Spirit, isn't it? It's the sword of the Spirit. It's an offensive in our arsenal. It's powerful. You literally just slice that thing with the Word of God until it is no more. And you will overcome.
Yes.
I mean, I could stand here for days and share testimonies of the goodness of God. I would not be alive. I would not be alive. I mean, I have been very critically ill. I had a condition called motor neuron transmission disorder, and the Lord healed me of that. I mean, and on and on and on and on. You know, there's so many supernatural times that the Lord's intervened in my life. So I can honestly say that I know that He's faithful. He is absolutely faithful, as most of you in this room can probably testify as well. A lot of us probably wouldn't be here. So, I think the Holy Spirit's probably done what He wants to do with us. So let's just engage Him as we finish. You are so amazing. Holy Spirit, we just thank You. Thank You for Your presence. Ha. I pray that as we go from here today, Lord, that You would release a grace into every one of us and every person listening. The grace of abounding in thanksgiving. That You would come and You would change our inner world. To whatever degree we have this grace, Lord, I ask for this to increase. That we would find that our inner world would be a constant place of thanksgiving and gratitude towards You. I speak over my brothers and sisters, multiplication, thanksgiving, and multiplication. I speak over the breakthrough. In the most difficult situations, every challenge that they have in their lives, we just gather them all up right now before You, Lord, and we give them to You. And we just thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy pouring into those situations. We thank You for the power of Your Word activating over those situations to bring freedom. Holy. Thank You, Lord. How we feel and the pressing circumstances of our life is not the final word. But what You say is holy. And we choose today to trust You. To trust You in every situation. We want You to be glorified. We want Your testimony to increase through our lives. And to begin to prophesy to the world around us of the goodness of God. And I pray for a grace on all of us to lock on to Your face, to lock on to the One who is the answer. A grace to stay abiding in You, locked onto Your face. Together for the good of those who love You and are called according to Your purposes. that there is no situation too difficult that you cannot reach and save and transform. I pray that a revelation of who you are, revealed to us through every name that you've described yourself as in Scripture, would explode within us, that we would be consumed with the knowledge of the nature of God. It would be so transformational, so powerful inside us, that no matter what emotion, what demonic attack, what situation we faced, it would feel weak in the presence of the power of the trust that's established in our heart through the knowledge of who you are. Thank you, Lord. And the gateway in is thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that your desire is to transform with us, in us, every aspect of our life, to bring all things into conformity with the counsel of your will. It's your desire that your kingdom, the very realm of the domain of the King, would be present on earth in our life. It is your will. It is your will. That your light would permeate the darkness and remove it. Thank you, Jesus. It is your will. Release your light now. Release your light. And as we go from here today, release your light. Everywhere where there's darkness, Jesus, release your light. We welcome it. We welcome it. We welcome your kingdom. We welcome you. We welcome you into all these difficult situations that we face. We welcome you into our lives. We welcome you into the bondage in our own hearts. We welcome you. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that the words you've spoken today, the ones that are edifying and transformational for each one, would stay with them and produce much fruit. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord says you are, we are lions and lionesses. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And he is bringing us forth as lions and lionesses. And the darkness will hear the roar of the sound of the heart of God that comes through us, and it will obliterate injustice. The sound that's being birthed in those that are being awakened right now will obliterate injustice. And it starts with thanksgiving. Holy. Amen.